This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. هم بعد. As quickly as the month began, here we stand in our final lecture for this blessed month of Ramadan. And today I'm going to do only two words. And inshallah these two words should be sufficient for all of us if we only follow them. Those two words, Surah Baqarah, verse 154, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. This summarizes for us all that we need to know. Allah is speaking to us in the first person, and He says, you do my dhikr, I will do your dhikr. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, and I will remember you. As this month is over, and we've all increased the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us now make sure that we have a share of that dhikr going forward. And our dhikr is done in many different ways. Our salah is a type of dhikr. Allah says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. The Quran is a type of dhikr. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And the adhkar that we do is dhikr. Every tasbih and every takbir and every tahmid and every tahleel and every isti'adha is dhikr. And so, the one advice I part with this Ramadan, not knowing who amongst us will make it to the next, we pray all of us make it, but Allah's qadr is always going to be in effect, is that we constantly do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the blessings of dhikr and the fawaid of dhikr are things that every khatib has spoken about. I have given multiple khutbas, and all of our mashayikh and ustad have given the same topics. Dhikr is the life of the heart. Dhikr is the pulse that tells us our iman. Dhikr is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr uplifts our soul. Dhikr removes from us the problems and worries of this world. Dhikr is a fortress that protects us from grief and anxiety. Dhikr is a wall between us and shaitan. Dhikr is what elevates our ranks. Dhikr is what causes our sins to be forgiven. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing saves a person more from the punishment of Allah than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to throw into the fire of hell the tongue that is constantly doing dhikr. Dhikr is that one deed. It is that one deed that you can do at any time and any place and any state that you are in. Whether you're lying down, sitting, standing up, facing the qibla or turning another place. Whether you are in janabah or the monthly cycle for our sisters, doesn't matter. Dhikr can be done in any state, it doesn't matter. We can do dhikr and tasbih and tahmid wherever we are, whenever we are. No preconditions are needed. You're waiting at the traffic light, do dhikr. You're driving to work, do dhikr. You're waiting for a meeting, do dhikr. Sitting in the masjid, do dhikr. Whatever you are in, wherever you are, constantly do dhikr of Allah. And dhikr is so easy, and yet its blessings are beyond our comprehension. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam famously remarked, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Simply saying سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدِهِ Alhamdulillah, so easy on the tongue, so heavy in the scales. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah tamla'ul mizan. It fills the scale. It takes us less than 1/10 of a second to say Subhanallah. Not even a full second to say Subhanallah. And when we say Subhanallah, it fills the entire scales of good deeds. So what other deed is there that is so easy? No preconditions. We can do it any time and place. And it has so many other benefits and blessings. And that is why in the beautiful hadith al-Tirmidhi, a man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, an elderly man, hobbling, walking like this. And he says, Ya Rasulallah, Islam has come to me and you see my state. I'm an old man. And I don't have the youth of these other people here. Your other companions, I don't have that. So tell me one deed that if I stick to it, I can reach the level of these others sitting here. One deed that I can do at my age. I don't have the physical strength to do what most of the other Sahaba are doing. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his fingers on his tongue and he pointed to it and he said, عَلَيْكَ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. In the other hadith he said, your tongue should be constantly moving with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one version the man said, that's all? I will be able to reach the level of the other sahaba? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, and even more. You can reach the level of the highest if you constantly do dhikr. Because what dhikr does is it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are reminded of Allah, it will open up the doors of all other good deeds. So as this month finishes, and as we wind down our khatiras, my advice to myself and all of you, incorporate the adhkar into your, not daily routine, into your life. Not just in cycles, no. Incorporate, make it something that is a second nature to you. As you come up your staircase, as you start your car, say Bismillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Incorporate those phrases so that you become of those whom Allah says, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. So that you become of those whom Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّعُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Praise Him morning and evening and do His tasbih in the day and during the night. And I conclude with the simple hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've said it so many times, it's a hadith that I dearly love. It's such a beautiful hadith. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the Isra wal Mi'raj and he went up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he met his father Ibrahim. And his father Ibrahim gave us a message. And this message is so sweet, so to the point, so beautiful. He says, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, أقرئ أمتك مني السلام. Give my salams to your ummah. The Prophet Ibrahim is sending his salams to all of us through the messenger himself sallallahu alayhi salam, his own descendant. And then he says, tell them that Jannah, its soil is fertile but it is barren. There's nothing in there. Soil is great, but there's nothing there. وَأَنَّهَا قِيعَانٌ وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا. And the saplings, the little trees that you're going to plant, the ghiras is that which you grow, you know, in your nursery, and then you put it into the soil. So you protect it and then you put it in, it's guaranteed to grow. The ghiras of Jannah. How is Jannah going to become Jannah? Where will the gardens come from? وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Every time we say Subhanallah, one more tree is planted. Alhamdulillah, another tree. Allahu Akbar, another tree. And all of the other adhkar. But the four main ones, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Muslims, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. You do dhikr of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you and take care of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who ذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. May Allah azza wa jal forgive our sins, exalt our ranks. May Allah make us of those who listen to the qawl and then follow to the best. And I ask Allah azza wa jal, if there was any benefit during these 30 lessons, that all of this is from Allah and all of this is from the blessings of Allah. And if in case I have made any mistake, I ask Allah's forgiveness. It is from myself and the whisperings of Shaytan, and Allah and His Messenger are free of my mistakes. Jazakumullahu khair, and inshallah we'll continue with the Taraweeh and Witr.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا ربي واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.